Archaeology on Ahu Ahu, Great Mercury Island. Imagine the gently sloping sandy beach of Coralie Bay at the beginning of Māori settlement. This perfect landing point, sheltered from the prevailing westerlies, was a busy transport hub. Crisscrossed by waka, the bay saw people arrive and leave, carrying their possessions. Archaeologists from Auckland Museum and the University of Auckland have been examining the history of Māori occupation on Ahu Ahu, Great Mercury Island. It is a long-term archaeological project involving staff of both institutions, as well as students from the university and Ngāti Hei. The archaeologists have visited the island numerous times to carry out excavations. This provides data which can show how Māori lived in the past. The cultural landscape. The island has a well-preserved cultural landscape. There are 23 pā defended by ditches and banks. In the northern part of the island, there are large areas of Māori gardens. There are sites where stone tools were made. There are also sites with depressions in the ground, showing former kumara storage pits. Finally, there are sites with shell midden and fishbone. Toolmaking. The Coromandel region has some of the most valuable stone resources in the North Island. Archaeologists have found the following stone materials in excavated sites on the island. Basalt from Orpito, used to make adzes and general use tools. Obsidian from Cook's Beach, Hāhei, Mare Island and Whangamata, used for cutting and scraping. Chert from Ahu Ahu, a fine-grained volcanic stone which comes in several colours. Flakes of this stone made cutting and scraping tools. Petrified wood, used to make various tools. Archaeologists have also found artifacts made from stone that probably came from the Nelson area. This shows the Polynesian settlers of Aotearoa were geologists exploring the new land and identifying good quality stone to make tools. A shell midden revealed. In 2009, a storm eroded about 10 metres of sand from White's Beach in the centre of the island. This exposed a shell midden and a charcoal-rich black layer about 1.5 metres down from the top of the dune. Archaeologists collected samples of shell and charcoal. Sea mammal bones, fish and dog bones were present in the sample. The shell was radiocarbon dated to around the late 1400s. More bones sometimes emerge from a dig on the island, but with all the rich seafood available, they would not have been part of the islanders' everyday diet. These birds were probably ferried in by waka. Moa died out within 200 years after human arrival due to predation, so the presence of moa indicates the site is old. The evidence for gardening. There are 21 former gardening areas in the northern part of the island. The largest is Tamawhera in the northwest part of the island. It covers several hectares. Archaeologists found surface stones arranged into lines down the slope. The lines consist of single stones placed end on end. In other sites, stones have been piled up to form a row elevated above the ground surface. These are cross walls. The addition of soil on the uphill side behind these walls creates deeper soils for gardening. Other less obvious garden areas consist of parallel drains running down a slope. These are now only visible at certain times of the day or seasonal conditions. Kumara storage pits were often left open when finished with. These are now visible as roughly rectangular depressions in the ground. Kumara pits are present in several sites, including pā. I wonder how archaeologists work with tangata whenua to ensure that their work gives appropriate respect to the iwi whose remains and artifacts have been uncovered. pits on Stingray Point par. Two big kumara pits excavated on Stingray Point par, Matakawo, in 1955 must have held a large quantity of kumara. Within each pit there were more than 80 post holes. Most of these showed rebuilding of the roof structures, as well as the later activities on the flat living terrace dug into the infilled pits. There was a complex system of drains inside each pit to remove any water which seeped in through the thatch and soil covering. There were also larger features to drain the water outside the pits. Discovery of taro in specially constructed Māori gardens. New research from the archaeological project shows that taro, alongside leafy greens such as puha and watercress, was an important crop for early Māori on Ahuahu. Archaeologists have analysed buried sediments from swamps and found the pollen of taro and other leafy greens. The deposits have been radiocarbon dated to the 14th century, around 600 to 700 years ago. The gardens on Ahuahu are among some of the earliest known of in New Zealand. The new evidence suggests that Polynesian gardeners adapted the environment to continue growing their staple food, taro. Tupuna Māori may have initially focused on taro and created specialised wetland gardens for the purpose. Kumara then became the main crop after AD 1500. Taro was an important food in tropical Polynesia. Although the taro didn't grow very large in the cooler New Zealand climate, the gardeners persisted with trying to grow it because of its links with the homeland and because it was a chiefly food used in hui. Researchers also thought that pre-European Māori gardens were mostly weed-free, but the fossil pollen remains from Ahuahu suggest indigenous edible leafy herbs such as watercress and puha were common. Archaeology on Ahuahu, Great Mercury Island, can show how people lived in the past. What does it make you wonder about how Aotearoa has changed over time?